I'm clarinetist Anthony McGill, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Gibson. I am 13 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Gibson, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Boulangerie Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're learning about the students of the famous music teacher, Nadia Boulanger, and we'll remind you about how and when to answer our Quizlet after the music. Today, we're learning about another of Nadia Boulanger's renowned students, in this instance, the famous American composer, Aaron Copland, who was born in the year 1900 in Brooklyn, New York. He started making up tunes on the piano by the time he was 7 and was officially a composer by the time he was 12. He first met Nadia Boulanger in the summer of 1921. He was going to the American Conservatory in an area close to her Paris studio, and a friend of his told him he really needed to study harmony with her. In fact, Copland said, "I don't remember what Boulanger was doing, harmonically speaking, that was so striking. It was more the sense of warmth of the personality that was very striking, and the sense of involvement in the subject that made it seem much more lively than ever I thought harmony could be. A sudden excitement about it all, and how it was the basis of everything when you really thought about it." A lot of the things that Nadia Boulanger did would just kind of turn her students' heads upside down and open them to all kinds of new possibilities. Today's music is based on an old Shaker hymn, Simple Gifts. Now here's the way the original version sounds when it's sung by a choir.
"'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where you are to be."
Aaron Copland took that music and added it to his ballet Appalachian Spring in what we call a set of variations. Variations means differences, so it's taking the basic tune and then mixing it up a little bit. Performing the Simple Gifts variations today, the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by John Williams.
Thank you. John Williams conducted the Boston Pops Orchestra, performing Simple Gifts variations by composer Aaron Copland, yet another famous student of the composition teacher Nadia Boulanger. A reminder, we gave you the Quizlet answer in yesterday's episode, but we mentioned it in today's episode too. We'll ask you the question on Friday after the music. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Keith Brown, in for Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Public Radio.